Krishna, all the Vishnu Father, Ashtodharasita, Krishna, As he was undergoing divine power it came down. That is called Shakti Amit. When the potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in some particular form comes down into the Jiva soul and empowers him in a particular way, that is called Shakti Amit. Amit means to be completely absorbed in. So also he's Jiva. But now, the direct power of the Supreme Lord is moving within him, and therefore he is called Shakti Bhavesh, because he's carrying that potency. Srila Sridhar Maharaj made this declaration. Srila Gurudev also made that declaration this morning. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj explained what kind of potency, which potency, because Krishna has multi potencies, innumerable potencies, perhaps certainly with the time of Hindu. That's a little potency. So when he was asked which potency then, Srila Sridhar said, Nityananda Shakti. That's significant. She is the other for women. He is the leader. He is the personality who has inaugurated the mission of Navkata, the marketplace of the Holy King. And this humble service of the Uttarambara coming to the mind of Lord Nityananda, Srila Bhakti Dhanu Swami Maharaj, he became empowered by that in order to perform this work. So, Shakti Ramesha, Swarupani, he took the Shakti of Nityananda into his core of his being, and therefore he manifested the miracle that Srila Gurudev told this morning. Even Srila Sridhar Maharaj admitted that this is not something that any guru will do, that any guru in the mind of Mahaprabhu. It is of such magnitude, it must be the empowerment of the Supreme Lord. Then, Shatavesha Srinupane, Hare Krishna Ki Mantra Vina, Shatya Brahma Sanatane. Then he took this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Eta Mantra, Paschatya Prachitavati, and he preached it in the Western countries and also the Eastern countries. Srila Prabhupada's pronouncement that he gave to his disciples was Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gautamani Prachari, Nirvishesha Shunyavani, Paschatya Devesha Namani. That all servants of Saraswati Goswami, you are preaching the message, the Gautamani, the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Western countries. And you are delivering them from impersonalism, from Nirvishesha, and from Shunyavada, voidism, the popular philosophy that we see spreading throughout the whole world, Buddhism and Shunyavada. You came to deliver the Western countries from this. But in Srila Maharaj's pronouncement that he wrote, he said, Prasjata Prasjata, both Eastern and Western countries, because he touched the whole world. And even India, he came back to deliver India again. Vishwacharya Prabhacharya Dikya Karma Gurmanidhi. This personality became the Vishwacharya, the universal guru, the universal acharya, acharya of the whole world, Jagat Guru. Ditya Karanya Murtai. He became the very divine manifestation and personification of divine mercy. Ditya Karanya, the very embodiment of divine mercy. And then she Bhavana Gaturya, he the Jnana Pradayaka. He brought the next, the sweetness, the Madhurya of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Madhurya. He brought the sweet pastimes of Krishna to the whole world and gave it jnana for Dhyana. He brought the transcendental truth of jnana, the knowledge that can destroy all ignorance, spoken by the lips of Bhagavan Krishna himself in Sri Bhagavad Gita. And then the final word verse, Shiva Shira Maharaj, he comes to the identification of Shiva Prabhupada in terms of his death. Like this morning we heard Shiva Shira Maharaj telling about the opposite being very high. What is his death? So then he says, Gaura Shri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishavane Grasa Krishna Padam Boja Vrindai Guru Deva. Gaura Shri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishavane. Who is he serving? Who is he the divine servant about? Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Gaura Shri Rupa? Shri Rupa Goswami? Siddhanta Saraswati. And the servant of Shri as our Gurudev has told us so many times, Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he is a Rupa Nisha Vaishnava, and this is his greatest glory. And in that deep mood, in the deepest part of his transcendental identity, what is he absorbed in? Radha Krishna Padam Bhoja Vrindaya. He is a bubble seed, a Krishna, and he is always hovering to taste the nectar of Radha Krishna Pranama Bhoja, the service of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So this is the beautiful Pranama terms coming from another Rupa Nuga, Mahatma Vaishnava, to glorify this divine personality who is here today. So I'm very happy to have the opportunity, as I'm sure all of you are, Thank you. Thank you.
and my mission is to understand and try to
So
Ciao Leandro, mi dispiace ancora
and we can come to the Good, or defeating them. And he
responsible in very quick wishes. And one time one lady came and caught her, and she was actually biting her whole neck. But she actually had a very short ministerial tongue. So what the left would do? So Prabhupada looked and said, "Why do you have bare legs?" And he was very quick, he said, "Better warm neck than a cold head, and cold neck than a hot head." So it was very amazing. So through Prabhupada, everything he did, he was always
But still, when I look back, I have to realize how little
I really do love him. And it's been said that most of us didn't have the remarkable kind of close and intimate personal relationship, interpersonal dealings that all of you and all of us experience now in the association of Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakurani or something much. Srila Prabhupada was running a worldwide mission, expanding. His time was so consumed in management and in book publication that he left most of the personal training and instruction into the hands of his disciples. This was by design. And in the years that after he left, I was feeling somewhat ashamed. But why did I get this kind of association? What was wrong with me? Or sometimes, in my sense-filled mind, I was questioning what was wrong with this movement, even maybe what was wrong with my vision. I couldn't understand the divine plan in the highest flow of the current bhakti, both on a worldwide and universal way, and in my own life, how it was supposed to be. And there was an incident in my emotional life, a story, which was the one time that I had what we call personal association with Sri Prabhupada, a direct conversation. And part of it is very humorous, and retrospect, it wasn't humorous at the time. But the message of it, I did not realize or begin to understand for many years of talking. But it all came around in the end and was part of what I'm beginning to understand was Krishna's divine plans for me, and then understanding my microcosm part of that divine plan, I'm just now beginning to understand Krishna's divine plan, the Akhali's divine plan, for this entire world and the universe itself. So using my own little story as an example, I want to explain something about Srila Prabhupada and his place in this great movement and what is happening now. All of us have had the Srila Prabhupada Association very much. And we always used to hear him speaking in a wonderful way, his angels on his disciples, not like he's saying something in a scientific realm. We could walk on the beach in Venice, and he would say something about Krishna consciousness, and then he'd say, oh, the scientists say this. And I'd say, oh, they're not fools, they're fools, and then he would speak. And there would be this back and forth debate. And he would do this on all kinds of topics. And this was one of the ways that he was instructing. And I always thought, oh, I would love to talk with Prabhupada. I would love to be in one of these debates. There's a saying, be careful what you wish for because you may get it. So one day in 1976, we were in the New York Srila Prabhupada had come there in December. And Maharaj Navarro, I had also come there, about 100 of us. And we were all outside in outdoor darshan. Darshan Prabhupada was sitting up on his beautiful red tiles, his vyasa tiles, and he was speaking to everyone. And he was speaking on the subject of Chaitanya Charitamrita, of Guru Tattva. And when he was speaking on Guru Tattva, the older disciples, the senior disciples, were a little slow in giving the proper explanation or finding the appropriate references about their Chaitanya Charitamrita. At one point, Srila Prabhupada became somewhat impatient, and he said, find a reference. And then he took a book, and he took a book, and he said, give me the book. And they gave him the book, and he went, so here is the reference. And he gave him that. And at that time, I noticed all the senior studies started to back up a little bit, and they stopped speaking so much. So there was a lag in the conversation, and Srila Prabhupada was discussing the idea of guru and the necessity, and he said, discuss this point further. None of them said that. They were just shrinking in the background. Discuss this point. And this little light bulb went off in my head. What are you talking? Here's a chance for me. I long lost my hope for opportunity. So I raised my hand and I said, Srila Prabhupada, and I made a very erudite statement, I thought. I've heard so many other people that are in attendance there, and since then I've read it in the phone book. And it's a marvelous statement, question about Guru Dhamma. Because we're Christians, we're African Christians, and I've been here for a while. And I was sort of popped up and thought of myself. There are some who say that you don't need Guru directly, or because you can have a relationship with God or Guru within your own heart. It's a Christian thought that God inspired you from within. And so therefore, I don't accept that it's not to be put in. And I thought, oh, this is good. Now tell him I'm going to say something, and then I'll say something back, and then he'll say something, and I'll say something back, and it'll be on tape, and it'll be great. And then God just turned and looked at me. And with the intense gravity and with the deepest voice you've ever heard, one of them, like thunder, he said, "Why did you have said that?" Why do you say that? And I said, for argument? No! You have said this because you do not know.
And I carried this a long time.
said, yes, you are not a good servant, Prophet. Prophet chastised you for having a defect, and he will cover it and use that as evidence. And this just made me think I'm unworthy and unworthy. And Jericho was very serious and affected me deeply for a long time. After I left the movement, I was out for 20 years. And even though I had faith and love to show Prabhupada, I always thought, so, then in 1997, I had an unlimited degree of course of leadership in California, in Tuscan, that's the Bay Area. He came there, and Shabbatani was there, and Chris Alvarez was there, and Bula Patriki was there, and Gopalpreta Paul, and Petra Alvarez, Prabhupada Shore, and all my old friends. And they were brimming with this kind of energy and happiness that I hadn't seen since my early days in Rome, when I was the first people. And they were so happy in the presence of Srila Gurudeva. I had come a little reluctantly, but determined to see who this person was, and having met some of his folks, I think by the way, and so I came and I went into a dharma with Srila Gurudeva. Shabbatani was there. She was standing off to the side, and she was introducing different people. And in her lovely, enthusiastic way, she said, oh, she would grow up, she should have been the moon, and he did so much funny, she should have been able to do so much to grow up during our lifetime, and he produced a lot of that young boy, he came and was on it. And I was just feeling very struggling and ashamed. And Gurudev, he looked at me, he had the most divine, charming smile. And he was chuckling, he was looking at me chuckling. And I was thinking, oh, Jayaram is too quiet. But she kept on praising, and then Gurudev laughed and he said, oh, how many of you are praying? And he called me up, and I walked up to him, and I was so depressed. And all of a sudden, this thing burned out of my mouth. And he said, I'm not a good servant, I'm a good servant, and I'll actually do this. The time I got to speak to him, he rejected me. And I was almost crying. And Gurudev looked at me at that time and he said, you did this because he has the greatest of love for you. And when he said this, I felt the problem was right there. It's right there. And Gurudev was critical. All problems had accepted. It was the most wonderful, wonderful experience. And I knew at that time, without a doubt, that you were going to accept me to be with you. And it took a few years. But with love, kindness, and stuff, encouragement, probably back.
Thank you. Dibhava Dandavat Sidi.
Dandavat.
So we'll join you.
So they're having gonna have arti now.
Okay.
And we'll, then we'll send you guys the feast.
Oh, thank you, thank you. So we'll join you again in your evening.
Yeah.
You call me when it starts, please.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. Dandavat Sidi.
Jai
Shri Prabhupada.
Jai Shri Prabhupada. Jai Gurudev.